What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll. And today we have two of my favorite people on, my personal trainers at Burn Bootcamp. I have Pete DiLorenzo and Chrissy DiVeronica in the house to tell their fitness stories and to talk shop. Whoop, whoop. I'm really looking forward to today because I miss these human beings. I miss you guys. So I'm looking forward to today. As I haven't seen them outside of a, I haven't seen you guys outside of a computer screen and you guys yelling at me, just telling me to do burpees. So let's buckle up. Let's get this ride started. And welcome to the podcast, Pete and Chrissy. What's up?
Thanks for having us. I feel like a celebrity right now. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm honored.
You look like one right now. I know. We got to post this video, man. We all are ready to go today. So, Chrissy, let's dive in. I want to start with you. Ladies first. Pete, take a back seat. Tell me your origin story.
It's going to be hard for him.
I know. This is good for Pete. So, Chrissy, tell me your origin story. Where are you from? What makes you tick? And how did you wind up in the health and wellness space?
So I'm born and raised in Rochester, well, right here in Webster. I went to school here. My background is in dance. I started dance at a really early age, and I just progressed. My whole life kind of revolved around dance. I went to ballet school out in Walworth, Ontario. Sandy Strom and I, and she bred beautiful ballerinas. Like, her whole world is ballet. So I wanted to be a ballerina, but I didn't have that ideal body type as a ballerina. So I had to kind of figure out another route to take. And so I went on auditions. I've auditioned for some Broadway shows in the city. And I was fortunate enough that I got my first professional career as a dancer in 99-2000. I was on tour with the national tour of Sesame Street Live, and I became an equity dancer through Sesame Street. And that's how kind of everything happened. And through that, I had to maintain, they hire you on like a certain look. You have to maintain a certain weight because you're in a full body costume, like Disney. But I was hired at a certain height, age, and certain weights that I had to maintain to fit into that costume. So
who were you? What character were you?
My first tour, I was Prairie Dawn. And then my second tour, I was Elmo.
Nice.
I was pretty popular then. I was like a rock star to kids.
No big deal.
You know? I mean, no big deal. And then I became the understudy my second year. So I was considered a small character. They went by height ranges. I was considered the small understudy, and I understudied five characters my second year, which was Zoe, Elmo, I was Ernie, Oscar, and my last character, I think, was Rosita, was in the small character, you know.
I was probably old enough where I saw you.
You probably came because we did play Long Island. Don't worry.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you toured the world, right? You traveled everywhere.
Yes. I traveled all over the United States. I was also lucky enough, I got to go over to Asia for 8 weeks in 2006-2007 for an international tour, which was really, really cool because I don't know if I'll ever have that opportunity again to travel like that. So, I mean, I do love to get up and go and travel and just go and do things and see. I saw a lot of small cities like Jacksonville, Mississippi, like really small places in the Midwest. that I don't think I would have ever had the opportunity if I hadn't done this tour to see. And I always tell young dancers, I go travel, do what you have to do, because I don't ever take anything for granted. And seeing the United States was pretty, makes me appreciate Rochester, makes me appreciate home and what we have here, like Wegmans. Mm-hmm.
So how does dressing up as Elmo translate into Burn Boot Camp now? So take me through from there. Were you always in the gym
I was always in the gym. So after I came home from my tour, my body kind of has broken down from being a dancer. And so I started weight training and training at the gym. And, you know, I loved that. I loved the lean. I loved the look. I love working out. It gave me a purpose. And then, yeah, I know my body physically and emotionally and mentally, I need that. I need to work out every day to feel good, to feel that sanity. So,
Pete, you're next, man. Tough act to follow, though. But Pete's only like 12 years old, so it'll be quick.
That's right.
So, Pete, what's up, man? Tell me your origin story.
So, originally, I'm from Hicksville on Long Island in Nassau County. And I grew up there my entire life and then moved to Rochester a few years back. Went to Brockport from 2012 to 2016, I graduated. So, still, you know, fairly young, as other people call me. And I grew up playing – I played everything growing up. I played soccer. I played – ice hockey, played basketball, baseball, football, well, flag football, but because my mom didn't want me to get hit. But
smart move.
So I played I played volleyball too, so I played a little bit of all different sports and just stuck with soccer forever. And I played, you know, throughout high school just to kind of keep me in shape for soccer season. I played basketball and I played baseball in the spring, or you know, volleyball, whatever the time fell for it. But soccer was always my main focus. I played growing up for like a travel team on Long Island in Hicksville. My soccer coach was Jeff Cars, and he's like a father to me still to this day. But we played in like some of the top divisions in the country. So like some of the top premier leagues. So we were always traveling up and down the Northeast region. Every other weekend we were, you know, in like Virginia, or we were in Massachusetts, or we were in, you know, upstate New York, or we were, you know, wherever the games took us for that weekend, that's where we would go. And our tournaments were all over the country too. So we'd be in, you know, our biggest tournament we always got invited to was a Disney tournament. So we'd go down to Disney for the week and play in a soccer tournament down there. And then winning, you know, different cups, you get different ranks. And we were a top 50 team in the country. So we're getting invited to go play in like Vegas and Hawaii. I mean, we never went, but we got invited to them. So it was actually pretty cool to like play in those games. And then senior year of high school, I got recruited to play at Brockport at the state championships.
Did you win the state championship game?
Oh, we sure did. We sure did win the state championship. And
who did you beat?
One of my buddies who comes to Burn, he's Webster Schrader. We beat in the finals. Anthony Rosano. Shout out to him. But he's one of my favorite soccer players in Rochester. The kid, he's a beast on the field. He's an even better person off the field. So I always mess with him every day that, you know, I beat him in the state championship whenever I see him. Then I went to Brockport for 4 years. After Brockport, I was an All-American, second leading goal scorer in the school's history. So I had a lot of success there. Gary LePietre and Coach Dom and Vince Carrera, my coaches there. After that, I went on to play in Germany with the Division III USA select team right before the Olympics. After that, I was in Germany playing with a team in the third division, Carl Zeiss Jena. On trial with them for a little bit. Didn't make it. Came home, played local, moved to Rochester with my then girlfriend, then fiance, now wife.
you now are getting older, man.
In Rochester.
You're getting older, man. You're married now.
That's what it is. And, you know, fitness has always been the biggest thing. Obviously, as a soccer player, you got to be fit. If you're not fit, you're not playing. So fitness is always something I've focused on and relied on heavily for my game, because I'm not saying that, like, you know, on the field, I'm good in different aspects, some better than others. But fitness has always been my biggest thing. I knew as long as I remained fit that I would be remaining on the field. And I worked for a couple different other fitness companies, and one day fell upon Burn Boot Camp, gave it a try, and here we are.
That's awesome. Well, I think I'm so honored to be training with you guys, because you guys are a great compliment. I mean, I think you guys bring a great balance. You know, with Pete being 12 years old and Chrissy being a young adult.
That's right.
But so back to you, Chrissy, what attracted you to Burn Boot Camp?
Well, a pop-up on social media happened, and I wanted to try it because I was doing the same thing at the gym, and I felt I was in a rut, and an opportunity came, so I wanted to try it. And when I went to the Pittsburgh location, I met Shannon for the first time and tried the 30 days there, and I was just instantly, like, completely hooked and obsessed with it. And I wanted to become a trainer there. I felt like that was my place. I found where I belong, essentially.
What about you, Pete?
So like I said, I was working for another fitness company, and someone that was my manager there, I had left there. She became one of the operational managers at Burn for the Pittsburgh location, and then Webster was opening. So I was working another job at a time, and I didn't really know anything much about Burn, except I knew it was, like, you know, high intense interval training and stuff like that, and it looked like a lot of fun. So I went to a couple camps. I fell in love with it at the Pittsburgh location, because then, you know, we planned out that Webster would open, and, you know, I was like a suspect to be like a trainer and this and that. And, you know, I fell in love with it. I love the community. It's a very high community based gym. You're not just walking into a place and scanning your key tag and, you know, three people there know you. Everybody knows you. You know, you're working with other people in groups, you're working with a partner, you're building a relationship with other people. And I think that's the biggest aspect of it, is because, you know, and when you go into a gym, it's hard to self-motivate. You don't have to think about working out. Someone's making it up for you. Someone's pushing you the entire time. And I think when I took camp, I got my butt kicked. I really appreciated that butt kicking. It was like, you know, you're coming off of, you know, a professional journey. You're on your high horse. And then, you know, you get your butt kicked in a fitness class. It's like, all right, time to step back and, you know, reevaluate. And I think that's helped me along the way. And then now, you know, running Webster and having Chrissy, you know, is absolutely, you know, it's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been doing Devin's workouts online, and they're great workouts, but I miss you guys kicking my butt. So I got to get back. And you guys just started the parking lot workouts, so I'm really looking forward to getting back.
Yeah, you can come at any time, 6 a.m., 7 a.m.
Love it. And like you said, I don't know the numbers. I mean, you guys were growing. I mean, you guys were doing great. And then COVID hit, obviously, that was a curveball thrown everyone's way. But I'm assuming that you retained a lot of your numbers. How are the workouts going in the parking lot?
So the workouts in the parking lot they're awesome. I mean, we got a good amount of people. We capped it off at 35. I mean, let a couple other people over, you know, over 35, we're okay with. It's just the parking situation. Obviously, you're in the parking lot, parking then. But numbers wise, I mean, there's a lot of people who, unfortunately, you know, had to suspend due to financial reasons during COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone has an income coming in, and you can't hold people accountable. And I think that's what, you know, a lot of fitness places, you know, lacked, was just closing their doors and not giving other options. And we really did a good job at retaining a good amount of people. Obviously, we have some suspensions, we have some cancellations here and there. I think once everything gets pretty much okay again, the doors reopen, hopefully people realize what fitness and health is so important to your body for so many different reasons. And obviously COVID, you know, attacks those underlying conditions. And, you know, obesity and all different, asthma and all different underlying conditions. They're all part of it. And they all can go away with, asthma has a little bit more difficulty going away, if it can or to be medicated, but, you know, with fitness and health. So
you're getting the full package at Burn though. I mean, you know, yes, you're working on fitness, but you guys talk a lot nutrition, you talk sleep, and you talk community. I mean, it's you feel the energy there, and which is why I love that gym. So I will continue supporting you guys and getting my butt kicked from you guys.
Thank you. I mean, we enjoy it. I mean, I like
now,
it's
what's
like a
the
home run for us.
Amen. Chrissy, what's the best part of your job?
I mean, to touch base on Pete, like, it's that community. You're just seeing all of the members, and you're just overwhelmed by what they're bringing to the table and just the amount of friendships that I've made through Burn. And I love seeing them work so hard and, you know, reaching a goal and helping them reach that goal, whether it is just lifting, you know, more or fitting into a new pair of jeans, like non-scale victories. So, you know, so it's just, that's probably, and Pete and I have, like, in May, you know, we just have like a great, great working relationship. And I feel like it, we're like extensions of that. We're extensions of Devin. And I feel we're so approachable to members that they love to come and be with us. And, you know, I love to smile. I don't ever want to be upset, because when you're working out, you shouldn't be upset. It's something that makes you happy and makes you feel good. So, you know, I just, it's one of the things I look forward to, and it's part of my everyday. It's, I say I'm a Burn boot camp member for life / trainer, you know.
Now, Burn offers several different types of workouts, mostly high intensity, but you're doing cardio, you're doing strength training, plyo. So my next question is for Pete. Pete, what's your favorite type of workout?
I love strength days. I love lifting heavy things. I love, you know, pushing yourself to your limit, not knowing whether you can. I mean, we got dumbbells that go up to 75 pounds, and not a lot of females are going to, because again, you know, the gym obviously is a lot female based, but there are some guys that come, and there's nothing better than picking up the 75 pound dumbbells and, you know, doing deadlifts with them or squats with them or bench press with whatever it is. But all different variations of strength training I love. Leg day, preferably one of my favorites as a soccer player. You know, it just happens to be that way. I do love, you know, upper body training as well. But, I mean, a leg day, strength day, that's my favorite.
You're such a meathead, and I love it. Chrissy, what about you?
I mean, I do love a good leg day. I mean, who doesn't want to be tortured with legs? That's one of my favorites. I do like cardio days. I like to sweat a lot. I sweat like a man. You know, doing building laps, you know, but yeah.
Nice. Okay, back to Pete. What's your favorite movement in the gym and why?
Favorite movement? I'd probably have to say, the deadlift, honestly, because when done correctly, and again, we are very, like, you know, you're making sure that your form is really good before you even decide to bump up the weight with the dumbbells or the kettlebell, whatever you're using. But I find it super important with the deadlift, not only because you're strengthening up your posterior chain, it's your entire body that's being incorporated with the deadlift as well. Like a full body workout while just lifting, you know, a set of dumbbells, and really being able to activate, you know, your hamstrings, your glutes and your lower back, and just really focusing on the squeeze and, you know, the grip on the weight. And it, a lot of people, they say, oh, Pete, you make it look so easy. You know, it's my job to make it look easy. But at the same time, that is by far, if I go to a gym and I deadlift with a barbell, that's what I want. I don't want to bench. I want to deadlift. Like, it's just my favorite movement. And I think that, you know, as somebody who just likes to lift heavy amounts of weight, that's just something I can go to.
Hi, Francesca.
Hi.
How are you doing? You good?
Good.
Mommy's up next with her next question here. What is your favorite movement, Chrissy, and why?
I love a burpee. I'm just kidding. No, I like squats. Say,
you are out of your mind.
I was gonna end this call.
No, I like a good squat. A good weighted squat. Elevate your heels on it, get a little deeper. You know, us females, we're always trying to, you know, lift the glutes, find ways to strengthen that area, you know. So yeah, I like doing a nice squat.
Good old deadlift and squat. Great answers. All right.
As you could tell, we love the lower body.
You love the lower body. These are like Sunday school answers, man. Is Shannon paying you guys to say leg day?
Yeah. Right.
No, I just love legs.
I wish.
Good for you guys.
I love leg day. I could do leg day every day.
All right. Pete, take a back seat. Back to ladies here. So, Chrissy, you're first on this one. How do you find balance in your life? Being a trainer, I know that you do makeup, I believe. You're a mother, you're a wife. So how do you find balance?
I mean, I was doing really good before the whole COVID hit. And, you know, I feel it changes my balance every day. You know, my daughter is going to be 7 in September, and it's hard some days than other days. You know, I like to get my workout in. So now Pete and I were discussing this because I don't like excuse makers. And he's like, you're turning into an excuse maker. Because I want to get to the parking lot, but I'm like, well, I can't do this, or I want to do this. He's like, you're turning into one of those excuse makers. I'm like, you know, you're right. I am. So I get up now, trying to find my new routine is getting into that outdoor workout because I need that 45 minutes to myself to just be. I don't need... And we just got a puppy, you know, so while I was doing the Zoom, she's, you know, all over my face, and it's hard to work out with that. And then I'm being called mom a bunch of times, or my husband's asking me questions. So actually physically getting out of the house and going somewhere is super beneficial for me. But it's been a challenge having that balance and trying to, you know, figure it all out again, you know, with COVID and trying to keep her occupied and maintain my job. I'm not at the salon right now, but it's just burn that's been my main focus at this point, which has been kind of nice. But I will tell you the one good thing about doing Zoom is I am able to work remotely from different areas. So I can go to my cottage and I can bring all my stuff with me and just train from there and still, you know, we're at a different location, but still doing the same thing virtually, which has been really, really nice.
I feel like
I think that's still like a tough question, balance. Like, yeah. You know, I'm still trying to figure it out at times. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. That's for sure.
The excuse maker. That's a new exercise, like the beast maker, right? We need to come up with something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be, but probably a leg day for you guys. Probably something lower body. So Pete, you've always been super inspiring to me, and I still think you need more sleep, but that's a different podcast. We'll have one on sleep.
I mean, I do too. I think the same.
He goes. I mean, you're doing pro soccer practice. You're doing 8 camps a day. You just got married. Bought a house. How the heck?
I watched you burn like a ton of calories, like 1,200 calories. I go, what the heck?
And the guy's got to eat 7 meals a day to keep it on. His metabolism's so high. So Pete, how do you do it?
Eat really bad. No, just kidding. I honestly don't know. I just kind of, I guess, like accustomed to it. I've always been an early riser anyway. I mean, probably not so much in high school, but like, college wise, I always made sure that I was up at, you know, 5-6 o'clock in the morning, even though I had camp class at maybe probably 8 because I was phys ed. So first classes there start at 8 o'clock, but I wanted to make sure I was up. I got a workout in, whether it was a light lift, a jog, a run. There is a difference. A walk or a swim, whatever it may be, like in the morning just before class starts. So I just wanted to, I was always an early riser. Even when I was at home on Long Island, like I'd be up that, you know, even earlier, 4:30, 5:30 during my summers, you know, just so that way I could get to the gym. Just so I could get to the gym and make sure that I'm getting my workouts in and still getting, being able to go to work. So ultimately just trying to find times when you could sleep. So when I was playing for the Lancers indoor this past season and the gym was still open, it was really hard. It was getting home at midnight, having to be up at 3:30 the next day, training. Some days I trained every camp. Most days, you know, Christy had two camps here or there. So that way, you know, it kind of helped me out, freed me up in the morning a bit. But even during that time, I'd still go work out. It wasn't like I just went back to sleep. So it was a really busy schedule. It was really hard to do. Sleep will always be something that I don't get enough of, even though I probably should. Although these past few days, I haven't worked out. I've been taking it and taking it easy. But I did have soccer practice. So, you know, it just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And I just eat a lot. I eat a lot of, I don't know. I eat a lot of chicken. I eat a lot of steak. I eat a lot of rice, jasmine rice or basmati rice. I dabble with white rice here and there. Sweet potatoes, regular potato. I eat everything. So
you're an anomaly though, dude. I mean, if I had 4 hours of sleep, I would be so pissy the next day. You're always.
I know.
Well, you know, you have this, the way I think of it is, you know, some people might be working on the same level that I'm working on. Maybe some people are coming to the gym, they only have 4 hours of sleep. They have X amount of things to take taken care of. And if they're grouchy and I'm grouchy, well, what does that do? What good does that do me for them? You know, it doesn't do anybody any good. You know, they can be grouchy all they want, but I can't be. So part of me, it's more exhausting, like training camps and like being like this happy go-getter. On days when you're physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, than it is having to go ahead working out, being mentally and physically exhausted. I think it's much harder to do. But yeah, I mean, just sleep when you can.
It sounds like you learned it at a young age, though, that while your competitors were sleeping, you were up. You were getting jump start in the day.
Yeah, that was a big thing. You know, it's also like, while they sleep, you train. While they sleep, you work. You know, I've listened to lots of different things and read lots of different things. And, you know, David Goggins is, you know, somebody who I've always, like, been inspired by because he doesn't care. He just does it, you know. It doesn't matter how tired you are. Get the objective done. So
it's amazing, too, like, being a new parent, what I can get done, like, from 5 to 7 in the morning while they sleep. Bang on a workout, get some work done, and like that's like half your day is like done. It's like you feel so good, start the day off strong. Coffee helps too.
I'm like, oh my god, it's only 9 o'clock, been up for 6 hours.
What? All right, back to Christy here. So Christy, any advice for someone looking to get back in the gym who has never done so or had a long hiatus?
So that's a great question, because I've had people approach me when I was at the salon, and they always ask what I do, and they're like, oh, well, I don't think I could do burn. I don't think I can do this. And I say, no matter how old you are, no matter what weight you weigh, you can do anything. I mean, again, that's where the excuse comes in. They're making excuses on why they can't do something. But they can. Anyone can do it. They just have to really want to do it. And so I can't make anyone do something if they don't want that. But taking that initial step through those doors is going to be life changing. It's going to be tough getting back into it at first. You're going to be sore, but that sore it's a good feeling. It's good sore. And you just take it at your pace. And we throw that right out there. Just, you know, and we watch new people, that new members that do come in and join. we are constantly monitoring them and making sure they are, their form is right, they're not lifting what they shouldn't be lifting, and that they, if there's modifications, if there's any injuries, you know, we cover all grounds, and just, we want people to come in and move and continue that movement.
Pete, what about you?
I forgot the question.
I got your back. I'll read it again. Any advice for someone looking to get back in the gym who has never done so or had a long hiatus?
Yeah, just do it. Just, it's at the end of the day, and this is like my, like not even a motto, I guess. This is what I live off of. You do not know what you're capable of doing. You do not know what you're able to do until you try to do it. If you come into the gym and you know, maybe someone comes to the gym and they're obese. Well, okay, well, what can we do to make you not obese, right? So how are we going to attack that? How are we going to go ahead and try to get somebody, make them feel confident to come inside of a gym? The gym is the scariest place for anybody who's never done fitness, who's been out for a long time. Why? Because what happens is they walk in and all eyes are on that person, right? You go into a big box gym, like the ones that are in the area, and you see someone who's bigger, their eyes are automatically on that. People's eyes automatically go to that person. And they could think one of two things. They could think, oh, what is this person doing here? Or they could think, I'm happy that this person is here. You know, I'd rather that person come to a place like Burn where they are just accepted by everybody, because everyone's there for the same exact reason, right? Everyone's there to better their lifestyle. Everyone's there to, you know, to live their life through fitness. I mean, the transformation stories we have are, you know, unbelievable. And some of these people have never even like worked out before. They're people who have had no desire to walk into, you know, Burn Boot Camp, or they saw this place online. They're like, oh, I don't know if I can do that, because, you know, those videos, they're like half scary, right? So it's like, oh, I don't know if I can do burpees and slam that ball. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know factor is something that we have to like learn to get rid of, just as a whole human population, is because we don't know what we can do until we actually go ahead and try to do it. So for anybody that listens to this and is like really doubting like that they can actually go ahead and do something and accomplish something, one, don't compare yourself to anybody, because everyone else, most of the time, if you're comparing yourself to someone on social media, is fake. But, you know, don't hold yourself back because you don't know if you can do it. Just, if you don't do it, that's fine. We find something else to do. You can't lift, you know, 15-pound dumbbells. Okay, we start off with 10. You know, you can't do a push-up. That's fine. We start off by modifying it. You know, there's always modifications. Modifications are going to get you just as far as someone who could do a regular push-up. It's just, it's going to take you different steps. And everyone thinks it's A to Z, and they're forgetting about the rest of the letters in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. It's not a straight line. Fitness is not a straight line. I think it's a statistic right now that comes out. I think 75% of people gained weight over the pandemic. Think about what that's doing to the mental, right? What's that's doing mentally to everybody? Mentally, looking at themselves get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger when maybe they were losing weight. You know, this is something that fitness is, and especially Burn, like, just do it. You know, mm-hmm. you walk in the doors, you're greeted by Mayuric, and you're greeted.
Shout out to Mayuric.
You know, you bring your kid, you let your kid go play while you go work out. Like, mm-hmm. all your stress is gone because this is your 45 minutes of what can I mm-hmm. do? Not, I don't know if I can do that. And if you tell me I don't know, I'm just going to throw you something to do and you're just going to do it. So, you know.
Yeah, like a burpee.
Yeah.
Some type of burpee. Great answers, guys. So we got to speed this up because Chrissy's got to go on vacation and Zoom is yelling at me because I got 10 minutes left. Okay, so what are your top three moments at Burn thus far? Chrissy, go.
Top three moments
at Burn.
Finding my closest friends and building the best friendships through Burn. Accomplishing my personal training certificate and passing the SAC test, and being a trainer at Webster.
That was
boom.
Next for three.
I went above and beyond.
Overachiever. Pete, what do you got?
I'd say my top three would definitely be just the growth in the gym in, you know, the year that I was the head trainer there. You know, we opened up and Jill was the head trainer. We were like co-head trainers. But, you know, we took that number.
Shout out to Jill.
It's, you know, she's an OG. She's awesome. Learned a lot from her. But just taking the gym to where it got before, you know, pre-COVID, definitely building a team that, you know, I could depend on if I'm gone or depend on if, you know, I'm down or something like that, that they're going to pick me up and keep me going or, you know, cover for me if something pops up and always being there. And then the last one for success would just be my record timing for the SAC test was like 8 minutes and like 30 seconds or something like that. So that's something that I want to get back to.
8:30. Didn't I beat you on mine? No? No. Not even close. I think I got 10. I got 10 something. I got, I'm writing this down right now. 8:30 all over the chalkboard, the whiteboard. I got this. 8:30. Okay.
I'm almost positive. It's 8:30.
I'm going to get that tattoo.
I think I did mine in like 10 minutes, I think.
Okay.
Always room for growth.
So 8:29. Here we go. All right. How has the gym pivoted since COVID-19 and what are the plans for reopening?
So,
Pete, you want to go?
Yeah. There's really no plan for reopening right now because we don't know anything.
Let's not get political, Pete.
I'm not. I'm just saying we don't know anything.
Okay.
You know, so we don't know really what's going on and what, you know, they're going to make us do to when we do get the okay to reopen. But all I know so far is, you know, 6 feet apart inside, we mapped out, you know, kind of a hard copy of what the floor would look like because, you know, you have to space everybody out 6 feet apart. You know, there'll be the sanitizing system coming into the gym that purifies the gym. There's already been it's like a double coated spray. So it's a
microbial.
Microbial, is that the
word? Microbial, I think. So yes, I think I got you.
You guys are a great team. See?
All surfaces that you can touch. So it was like a two-step process. You spray the whole gym down with one. You spray the whole gym down with two, and it kills the bacteria right on the surface. It kills the bacteria once it's touched. If it's in the air, whatever it is, bacteria can't build on this for 3 months at a time. So you do it quarterly. So we've already put that down. And then, you know, right now, just we do like deep cleanings of the weights, sanitizing the weights that we use. We let the members use the weights outside in the parking lot. We don't let anyone take anything home. But, you know, if you come to the gym at the parking lot, you use the weights and we sanitize everything right after camp. So the guidelines for opening, we don't know what it's going to be like. If it says we can only have X amount, say 10 people per camp, we probably won't even reopen. We just probably remain in the parking lot because we've got more in the parking lot than in the gym. Mm-hmm.
So. Well, I just want to thank you guys for the job well done during the quarantine. I mean, you guys were awesome. You were patient. You consistently showed up. You were receptive. You know, you were really listening to all the members and maybe complaints they had or whatnot. And you guys pivoted well. So that must have been a hard time, you know, because selfishly, I got to open and stay open. You know, it was essential, but I couldn't imagine being told, you know, you can't work. That's got to be hard.
Yeah, it was definitely hard. But I think Burn overall throughout the country, I think Devin did an absolutely amazing job of flipping the thing, you know, in 48 hours. You know, he got the word that things were going to be closing down, and he took this whole online thing and flipped it, switched it, nailed it on the head. Yeah. And, you know, he did an absolutely amazing job. So shout out to Devin and obviously his wife, Morgan, who helps him along the way because it's not easy.
Yeah, absolutely. But job well done, guys. So we appreciate you.
Thank you.
How can listeners join the gym full time or sign up for a trial that you guys offer?
Chrissy?
You
know how it works.
So if you go to the Webster at Burn Bootcamp or any of the social media outlets, we're on Instagram, Facebook, You can click, there's a free trial that they can come in and sign up for.
Yeah, so like even like right now, I think it's seven. I think it was 14 days because when we were in the gym, you could try the gym for 14 days free, right? And this trial is now, I think it's one outdoor camp, the rest are Zoom. But when the gym eventually reopens, you can redo your 14-day trial inside the gym. We have different promos that pop up now and then as well, where it's like 4 weeks for $69 or 6 weeks for $99. But I think it's just going to be really managed back down to 4 weeks for $69 for the promotions coming forward.
Now, if you guys want to, how can listeners connect with you guys online? Like, what are your, do you guys have personal accounts you want to share, or just the Burn Bootcamp handle, whatnot?
Yeah, Tracy, go first.
I have a personal, and I'm on personal, and I'm on Burn. So I'm Chrissy, and then my birthday, which is 5578. So don't do the math on that one. But and then I'm a Burn Bootcamp. I'm on Burn Bootcamp as well. So we post on that as well.
And then I'm at I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok.
He's everywhere, folks.
Yeah, Peter Dilo, 23, so PETERDILO, the number 23, and yeah, except for Facebook, Peter DiLorenzo. So reach out. We have lots of answers. Or Burn Bootcamp Webster, I've also run that account as well.
Absolutely.
Chrissy, I meant to ask you earlier, do you have like a ton of Tickle Me Elmos all over your house?
No, I have one. I have one I got for my daughter because I felt like the nostalgia coming. And she really wasn't into Sesame Street as much as I wanted her to be. I took her to a couple shows. And,
how it works.
You know.
Yeah. I was wondering that, if she hated Sesame Street.
No, she liked it really early on. But then, like, that was a Disney. She's a Disney kid.
Yeah, you were hoping
Disney
she was
going to love it. I mean, right. Yeah.
That's she's awesome.
Total Disney girl.
Final question, guys. We're going to start with Chrissy. If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, Pete, listen. All right, I'm not going to repeat the question.
Pete.
If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
Yeah. Take them to Wegmans.
Okay.
Like, which one? Are you saying like the gym or like?
Whatever your answer wants to be. Usually it revolves around food for people, something outdoors, whatever you want to do. If you got somebody coming here who's never been here, well, where are you taking them?
We take them right. I take them right to Wegmans because Wegmans like is just above and beyond. Yeah. That's a staple. I go to the Wegmans up by me on Bay Road.
Okay.
Then I know it's not good to say, but they also have to experience a. What do you say, Pete? Garbage plate. Everyone in Rochester, I know. It's like a must. You have to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, joining me at the gym too.
Go burn those calories off. Where are you going for the garbage plate?
Empire Hots.
Empire. Okay, so you're staying local. Let's do everything. Yeah. Webster here, where life is worth living.
Life is worth living, Dr. B.
Amen. Pete, where are you going?
Gee, where am I going? Taco Bell? No. I probably see.
He's driving to Long Island.
He's going to Charlie's. I'll tell you.
No, I'm not. I'm going. Yeah. I'm driving my butt all the way to Brockport, and I'm going to Jimmy Z's.
Ooh,
does that count? That's not really Rochester. But if I was, if we're strictly talking, that's for a garbage plate. But. if we're staying in Rochester, I mean, obviously you got to bring them. If they never experienced Wegmans, Wegmans is above and beyond. I'm from Long Island. We didn't have 24/7 Walmart, so that's pretty fun. let's see. What else we got? I mean, the mall in Victor is nice.
Everybody's seen a mall.
Our parks are like beautiful. I like the parks that we have here in Rochester are really nice. And, you know, overall, I think just showing them different places up by the lake and stuff like that is lots of fun and just taking them.
I was waiting for the water. I was waiting for you to talk about the water. There you go.
You just can't take it for granted where we live. I mean, we don't have any of those hurricanes. We don't have any tornadoes. I mean,
Snowstorms.
Yes, we have snow.
It's cold.
It's just snow.
Not right now, man. It's going to be 87 this weekend. Let's go. Well, yeah. Hey, I appreciate you guys. I really do. I appreciate you as human beings, what you're doing for the Rochester community. You guys are awesome. So thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Matt, for taking care of us.
That's right. That's my job. And you guys take care of me, too. Keep me in tip-top shape. Well, Chrissy, have a great trip. Pete,
thank you.
Just keep doing you, my man. I'll see you guys in the parking lot. But I just want to end. I just want to end the podcast real fast. I just want to read this here. So, thanks for listening to today's episode, guys. I hope you gained a lot of value, and we'll share this with family and friends to spread the wealth and knowledge that Pete and Chrissy gave us today. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.